Eugene "Buzzy" Peltola Jr.'s fatal plane crash on Tuesday is yet another point in Alaska's grim aviation statistics. A 2021 investigation from ProPublica and Unalaska public radio station KUCB found that since 2016, 42% of U.S. deaths from small aircraft crashes occurred in Alaska, up from 26% in the early 2000s. Charles Wolforth is a longtime Alaska journalist and writer.
I mean, I don't think we ever really want to accept it, though, because we know that there are ways to make aviation safer.
High-profile Alaskans aren't immune, and many political figures and their loved ones have died in crashes. In 1972, a small plane carrying then-Congressman Nick Begich, then-U.S. House Majority Leader Hale Boggs, a staffer and a pilot, disappeared in the Portage area. In 2010, Alaska's longest-serving U.S. Senator, Ted Stevens, was among five people killed when a float plane crashed north of Dillingham. He had survived a plane crash in Anchorage in 1978 that killed his first wife and four others. Wolforth says it's dangerous to say this is just a cost of doing business in Alaska and go numb.
Some of these crashes are like markers in our history. I mean, if you think about the Begich Boggs crash, which really changed the course of history, you know, the Ted Stevens crash, again, just a hugely impactful event.
In 2020, State Representative Gary Knope was among the seven people killed in a mid-air collision on the Kenai Peninsula. Wolforth says there will always be plane crashes in Alaska, but thinks this may be a good time to re-examine why Alaska has so many.